Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
Intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Hello, Jane and Gary and everybody who's listening.
How are you? Very good to see you. I'm fine.
Perfect. And so are you, as Gary says.
This is a live and edited show. This is Jan Christie from the United Kingdom, and we have Marieke from Holland and Gary from the USA. And our guest tonight is Jane Dawson, and she's all the way from Scotland, which is not far from me, actually. But she's going to be contacting the angel. So if anyone wants to phone in and get the free personal angel reading, they can do that shortly. So I'm looking forward to this. I just love the angel card readings. She's so good.
Yes, I do.
And
Jane is always it's always fun to have Jane back on and doing her magic that she does in her wonderful readings. And it's good to have her back. I'm excited.
Yeah, and she was really lucky to work with Doreen Virtue, who is a famous, well, she's written loads of books, and she's famous for contacting the angels and you know, getting channeled through from the angels. And I'm not sure who actually channeled through the words Inu Ra, Inu Ra, Zenu Ra. I think it just might have been Diana Cooper. I'm not sure who, but when I heard those words, I decided, well, I didn't decide, I channeled the song, The Angelic Invocation, through. So do you want me to play that straight away now? And get it off my chest?
Yes, I think I think we can do that. Would you like to go ahead and do it?
Okay. Thank you.
Angel, I come to you.
a little bit too loud there. That was yours truly. But anyway, we're going to have Marika on. Are you there, Marika?
Oh, yeah. I'm here.
All right. So you will be able to post the link for the video, won't you, shortly?
Yes.
So that
I will do it now.
We can get Jane on. We haven't got any callers yet. And if you need the telephone number, it's 001 from outside the USA, 275-975-9173. It's 001.
It's 646-929-0461.
Synchronized there. Okay, so if you want to
I'll
phone in...
I'll post it in the chat room. There you go.
But the people on the radio can't see the chat room, so I thought it's best just to mention that. And that was 001 if you're phoning from outside the USA, 646-929-0461. You can phone in and Jane will give you your own personal free angel card reading. How about that?
Great.
Brilliant.
Absolutely great.
Lovely.
Now first we have Goldring video about archangels. It's a really lovely one and I posted the link in the chat room. And can you please click on the link, pause the player, mute the sound on YouTube, and then give us a heart in the chat so that we can see it. And then we know that you're ready, right?
And
great.
Then we'll bring Jane on before we actually play it.
Great. Well, I've got my player pulled up. And click the link, pull up the player, pause the player, mute the sound, and when you've done that, send up a heart. A heart is your ticket to continue. There's my ticket. And we'll go ahead and bring Jane on. Jane, are you there? Hello?
Hi, Gary. I'm here.
Hi,
hello.
Jane. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Hi,
lovely
Jane.
To be back. Mm-hmm. Hi, Marika. Hi, Jan.
Hi,
I missed all you guys. Hiya. Last
well,
time we've
missed
was on
you,
at
too.
Said. Oh, thank you. That's sweet.
So
we're going to talk a little bit about the archangels tonight.
Yes.
Brilliant, of the angels.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And I've already got a message for someone linking with the name Marge. So if there's anybody listening that can link with the name Marge in the spirit world, I definitely have a message for you.
Lovely.
So are you going to play the video first and then do you want me to chat a little bit about the archangels? Or do you want me to tell you a little bit about just now?
Can you pull the card for the show, Jane? I always love that when you do
you
that.
One card for the
listeners.
Whole chat room, for everyone. For all
one
the
card for the whole chat room. Well, I've already done that. And it says,
mm-hmm.
You and your loved ones are safe. And this does connect with this lady that's in the spirit world. But basically, what they're saying is, it's not just in this side of life, it's also on the other side of life that you have to know the angels are looking after your loved ones. You know, you can relax when you see, when this card comes up, you know that the archangels, they're taking care of all the details, everything about your life, and everything about your loved one's life, and safeguarding you in every way possible. So it really is a lovely, lovely card. And as I say, there is at least someone or maybe several people who've been asking or sending thoughts up to their loved ones in the spirit world. And this is where this name Marge comes in. And I do have to say this lady's okay. And so if someone would like to phone in and claim this lovely lady, then so much the better. I also chose another card for you guys. Because I'm working with two decks tonight, I'm working with Dorian Virtue's Archangel Oracle cards, and I'm also working with Archangel Michael cards. So this one came from the Archangel Oracle cards, and it says Victory. It's an absolutely lovely card, and it's Archangel Sandolphin, and he says your prayers have been heard and answered. Have faith. And that's for all you beautiful people listening in tonight, because in some ways it's been a very challenging end to 2010 and start to 2011. So you know you have the Archangel's blessings, and they're listening in, and they most certainly are trying to help us. Help us move forward positively.
Wonderful.
Isn't that fantastic?
Yes, Jane, and I have just one small request. If you could get a little closer to your microphone, we can hear you better.
How's that, Gary?
Much better. Thank you. Thank you.
Can you hear my dulcet Scottish tones more easily now?
I do, and I love it. I'm just wild about it.
So, Gary, do you know that there's actually the study of angels? Do you know what it's called?
Angelology?
Yes, I just knew you'd be doing that.
I just kind of guessed.
Yeah.
Took a guess at it.
It's an ology, and it was a smart guess. And you know, they're actually, most people, most religions, most angel experts, if you like, accept that there are nine spheres of the angels. Nine, and they're divided into three sort of groups, if you like. But maybe you want to tell me about that in a little while, rather than talking about it just now.
Okay.
How do you feel?
I feel wonderful about it. How does everyone else feel about it? I say we do it.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Okay. Well, archangels are to me the head honchos of the angels. They're certainly in charge of our guardian angel, if you want to think about it that way. But in the first sphere of angels, you have the seraphim, the cherubim, oh, I can't pronounce that word, and the thrones. And these are these little ones you see, the sort of cupid arrows and everything, the cute baby-like and childlike angels. And in the second sphere, if you like, we have the dominions, the powers, and the authorities. And the third sphere of angels, which concentrates on the human race and the planet Earth in particular, is the principalities, the archangels, and the other angels, including our guardian angels. So as I said, the archangels, they're incredibly powerful beings. I think I've explained before that angels don't have personalities like us. They've never lived an earthly life, so they are devoid of egos. Think about that, devoid of egos. What a thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't it?
A lovely thought.
It's a beautiful thought, isn't it? And, you know, that is your archangels and your guardian angels for you. And the archangels are so powerful, they can be anywhere all the time. And they're there to listen to your smallest request. They're there to listen to your, the most important thing that's happening in your life. And they're more than happy to listen to you as an individual. Never feel that you're wasting your time talking to them or asking for their help and their protection. Because just what they're doing, they're enacting God's plan for peace on earth. And they want to do it one person at a time.
One person at a time.
So each individual is mightily important to the mighty archangels.
Lovely.
Now, when you see, when archangels appear to you, the archangels are often identified by the colour ray they appear on. And in fact, if you see orbs in photographs, you'll often see coloured orbs, which are representations of archangels which are present. You particularly see it, I believe, when there are children present, because the angels adore children. I'd like to just quickly run, if I've got a couple of minutes, just to run you through the sort of main archangels, what their functions are and what their colours are, and even the part of the body that relate to.
Okay, do that quickly, and then we'll get to the video.
Okay. Archangel Uriel. Now, he, she, whichever, I will give them a sex, although they don't have one, but their energy is often either male or female. And Archangel Uriel is the light of God. He gives illumination to us. And he refers to the root chakra, and when you see the color ruby red, you know that's Archangel Uriel. Archangel Gabriel, he's a fantastic angel for stimulating joy, easing grief, and encouraging positive outlook. So you need to call on him when you need help in these areas. And he comes on the orange ray, which associates with the sacral chakra. Then Archangel Jophiel, she strengthens connections with your higher self, with your guides and your angels. She comes on the yellow ray, which is related to the solar plexus. And one of the best known angels, Archangel Raphael, he comes on the green ray. And he obviously is a healer. He's the sort of main man for the healing. He also helps you to develop divine vision, intuition, and through balance and harmony. He also helps you develop healthy relationships, and he soothes a nervous system. And as I said, he comes on the green ray and is related to the heart chakra. And the other angel that's well known is Michael, Archangel Michael. And you will often see Michael represented as a blue cloak of protection. And he helps in seeking the higher truth. He calms the ego and brings peace. And one of his main jobs is to combat fear. And his related chakra is in the throat.
Okay, Jane, I don't mean to interrupt you, but we need to get you closer to the microphone.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Is that better?
That's much better. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Is that better?
There we go.
This is a little bit of a problem with my microphone earlier. Let me just turn it up. How's
You're
that
good.
Sounding?
That's good now.
Much better.
Is that good?
Continue, please.
Right. Okay. Never be worried about interrupting me, Gary. I'm a woman. I can easily take off. left off.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah. Archangel Raziel, he's in the color indigo, and that very much relates to the third eye chakra. So Raziel will help you with all your clairs, your clairaudience, clairvoyance, claircognizance, and he also helps with self-development. So if you have issues with these, that is the angel to call upon. And finally, Archangel Zadkiel, he is on the violet ray, and he corresponds with your crown chakra. So his function is to assist with your spiritual growth, with alchemy and with self-transformation. He's a really powerful angel. So that was just a very quick run through
of the hierarchy
of the archangels. And you can find all this on the internet if any of the listeners want to just have another look at that.
Okay.
Not a problem.
Great.
So an Archangel Raziel did come in with that card I chose for the listeners. You and your loved ones are safe here and in heaven. And if you can imagine him with his purple robe, just coming in there for all the listeners, just to help them with their self-development and their wonderful intuitive skills that I'm sure they all have.
Wonderful. Thank you. Well, it looks like we are ready for the video, right?
Yeah.
So, okay. We have this beautiful Archangel video ready to go. And it's queued up, and I will have to take the place again of Marika tonight because I'm the one queuing the music, and
mm-hmm.
I never do this quite the way that you do it, Marika, but I'm going to try, so here we go. And everyone is ready.
It's a gold ring video created by Risa.
Oh, yes, yeah, this is created by Risa, yeah, right.
Yeah, the people who are just listening that don't know anything about the gold ring, that's all.
Okay. Well, this is the Archangel video created by Risa, Santa Christ Buddha. And here we go. Get ready to play your player in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
That was beautiful.
Yes, it was.
Well, we do have a caller, don't we, Gary? You're going to take this first caller for Jane.
Okay. Yes, we have several callers, actually, waiting online. And without much further ado, Jane, are you there? Are you ready for a caller?
I am, Gary.
All right.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, yes, quite well. There we go. With our first caller is a Skype caller, 111. Skype caller, you are on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Gabriel, and I'm calling from New Mexico.
Hi, Gabriel.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Gabriel.
Hi.
How are you tonight?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Do you have a question for Jane?
Yeah. I was wondering if I sometimes feel, tingling around me, around my head. I was wondering if you can tell me if these are beings that are truly here for my highest purpose, and if my instincts are right about some of the people that I've been seeking to for guidance.
Okay. Gabriel, that's a beautiful archangel's name. How fantastic to have that name. So that's a good start, isn't it? Because
yeah.
With that name, you're actually attracting the energy of that archangel. So fabulous. And the colour, I was talking about the ray, the colour of rays that the archangels come on, and that's one of the colours that Gabriel comes on. Now, orange is all about creativity, being artistic, and being instinctual. So, really, you should know, I can confirm, the angels can confirm for you that your feelings are correct about the people you're mixing with. And I know that some of the people you're mixing with, you do not feel 100% about them. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's maybe a case of just taking the wheat from the chaff with you. I feel it's really, really, really important that you work with your gut feelings. And the angels are telling me that they're having your solar plexus spin really fast and produce lots of energy, so you know, so you can tell at a spiritual level what's good for you. But I know as well that you are quite unsettled within yourself just now, because as they show me your solar plexus spinning there, I know that there's also some disturbance round about you as well. Would you understand that, Gabriel? Some disturbance in your thoughts of what's going on round about you, your thoughts about what is going on round about you, a situation.
Yeah.
Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, then. Yeah. Tingling around your head is most definitely an angelic sign. And you also have someone that feels like a father or a grandfather in the spirit world who's very, very close to you. I feel it's a grandfather, and he passed. He was a good age when he passed. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So he's very, very close to you as well. So this is what's responsible for the tingling, and you have two guardian angels as well. Now, before you came on, they showed me a massive rainbow. Do rainbows have a special significance for you, Gabriel?
I'm not too sure, but...
They're putting a big rainbow right across your head, so I know there that that's a fantastic thing, because it's like the pot of gold at the end of it. So if there's something in particular that you're wishing, wanting to manifest, it's most certainly yours to do. And what you're being encouraged here is to call on all the archangels you need to get to where you want to be. So it is important that you look again at the colours, the rays that the archangels come on, and choose the ones that you think you need. In fact, the way they're pointing out to me, you really need a bit of everything that the archangels can give. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Gabriel, have I spoken to you before?
You may have a couple of months ago. I don't know if you remember, but I called him.
I thought I remembered you from last time. Yeah, last time Jane was on, I think I remembered you. Yeah.
Yes. I think it was a similar sort of concern you had, wasn't it?
Yeah, I asked about the tarot cards.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You have to forget whatever you've been told in the past about that. Because, you know, you are someone that can be easily swayed. And because you do have such a belief, it's a dual-edged sword. But have faith. Keep, you know, the angels are with you. Keep talking to them. Do you know the name Peter?
Peter? No, I don't.
Okay. Then I want you to know that Peter is one of your guardian angels. So you can call on Peter. Okay?
Okay.
Don't often tell me their name, but they are in your case because you need so much reassurance. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, the tarot is very much open to interpretation. So don't worry too much about it, please. What was the tarot card you got that's worrying you so much?
I try to answer my own questions so I don't have to call people. And I get the Three of Swords that comes up frequently on some questions I ask about, my health or whatever. And that left me worried. But also some of these people that I asked you about that I'm seeking, some tell me to stay away from them and that I brought something dark into my life and stuff like that. So, you know, stuff like that has been worrying me too.
Yeah, I know. It's the same thing that's worrying you from the last time. Okay, so it's very difficult to read your own tarot cards. That's number one thing, because the energy of what's in your mind is going to be translated through to those cards. So I really, really want you to take my word for it here. Okay, weed out the people that are making you live in fear. You really don't need that in your life. And ask the angels to give you a sign that they're round about you. You are a very sensitive soul, and you can be, I hope you don't mind me saying this, but easily led and frightened. So you have to believe that they're round about you. I want you to ask Archangel Michael to always protect you, okay? You can do this morning and evening, and you can imagine his beautiful dark blue cloak encompassing you, okay?
Great.
I know you're safe. I know you're loved, Gabriel. You have an angel name.
Will they also
You've got that
lead
going
me,
for you, man.
Will they also lead me to a teacher that I can trust if I ask? Because I keep asking, but I don't know if...
Of course.
Okay. Okay.
Of course.
Okay,
pledge to me.
Whenever the student is ready, the teacher always will appear. Always, always.
Okay. But you must listen to your intuition.
Absolutely.
Do you draw?
Okay.
Are you artistic, Gabriel?
Are you artistic? Do you draw or paint?
No, but I do consider myself artistic. I do have an eye for certain things, but I would draw if I could.
Okay. Well,
I'm sure they're showing me you've got a wonderful outlet through your creativity somewhere. And look into colours. I do feel it's going to be very important for you.
Great.
Okay.
Take the love. The final thing I have to say to you is your prayers are heard, okay?
They are being heard, always.
Your prayers, and they are getting to source. So please
know
that, Gabriel, and take some comfort there.
Right.
Yes,
and thank you for calling.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Take care now. Blessings.
Thank you, too.
Thank you, Gabriel. Yeah, thank you, Jane.
Before we get to a caller,
are you going to do something else before we take the next call, Gary?
Yeah, before we take the next caller, Marika's friend in Holland had a question for Jane. Marika's friend Lucia over in Holland, she doesn't have Skype, and she just wanted to know if you could do something really quickly for her. Her name's Lucia.
Lucia. is Lucia looking to increase her family? Can you communicate with Lucia at the moment?
I can.
She is in the chat room, and there will be a bit of a delay, but we'll get feedback as soon as we can.
Okay, because I do feel very strongly that one of your callers tonight is either pregnant or will be pregnant very shortly, and I'm just wondering if that is Lucia or someone very, very close to her. And I'm getting some confirmation of what
I don't think it's Lucia.
It's not Lucia. No. Okay.
It's not Lucia. Do you know if it's her? Does she have a daughter? Do you know?
No, she has a son.
She has a son. Okay. I'm going to leave the pregnancy thing with her. I'm also going to choose a card for her. Okay. So hold on. I'm going to revert to my angel therapy cards tonight because I knew I would have to use them for someone.
Okay.
Okay. Lucia's got a fantastic card. She's picked the mediumship card. You have the natural
mm-hmm.
ability to connect with departed loved ones. Okay. So I don't know if Lucia's aware of that, but it's very, very strong within her. And I do feel that the dream state's very important. The angels will speak to Lucia through her dream state. And I am getting pregnancy again here. And I'm also getting issues to do with women's bits. Can I say that? Ladies' bits, as we say in this country. We won't go any further into that.
Well, being pregnant can also mean something a little more esoteric, like about to give birth to an idea or give birth to a concept.
Absolutely. But what I'm seeing here is a baby in the womb, and very, very strongly. I'll leave it with her and see what she thinks about that.
Okay.
She has to have a little bit more self-belief. And the angels want me to say, they want her to call in Archangel Shamuel here to improve her relationships and just to open up her heart chakra there. So Archangel Shamuel is very much who Lucia has to call in this evening.
Okay. Improve your relationship and open your heart chakra.
Yeah.
Well, there you go, Lucia. And thank you, Jane.
So sorry. I hope I haven't worried about the pregnancy gig.
Okay, Jen, go ahead and take the next caller, if you would.
Thank you. We have a caller on area code 786. Are you there?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, what's your name and where are you calling from?
From Florida, Miami.
You're from Florida? Hi. What's your name, my dear?
Lupe. Guadalupe?
What's your name? I didn't
Lupe.
Catch that.
Her name is Lupe.
L-U-P-E.
Right.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
How can I help you this evening, Lupe?
Well, I just wanted to get a reading to see where my life passed. I just got into this angel thing, and I'm like really researching, and it keeps calling me back for more. So I just kind of want to know why.
Yeah, okay. You have a very strong energy, Lupe, very strong indeed, and you are the type of lady when you've got to do something, you've really got to do it, and nothing can get in your way. But do you often find that you are very much driven to get to the end point, no matter what obstacles are put in your way? You just have to get there. Do you feel that's been a feature of your life?
Okay, I really didn't understand. She was coming in and out.
All right, I'm so sorry. Do you feel you're very driven, Lupe?
Do
you
I feel
you're driven? Driven.
Yes, very driven. Yes, very driven.
Yes. And that's what I'm picking up very strongly from you. And, you know, with the angels, you really have to do it their way. And it's a case of opening yourself up to their energy, because they know better than we do what is best for us, and they can see the whole picture. And I do feel sometimes, Lupe, because you're so driven and so strong in yourself, that sometimes hinders you.
Okay.
Can you understand what I'm saying? Yes. So with the angels, what you need to do with them is ask them for their help, okay? And Archangel Michael is coming forward very strong because he resonates with your energy. because you are a protector and he is a protector, but I also want to protect you and bring you security and peace of mind, okay? But when you're working with the angels, you have to ask them to help you, but you cannot tell them how to help you.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. So it's a case of just sitting back saying, help me with whatever angels, because I know you're a very intelligent lady as well, Lupe. I do feel that from you.
Well, I'm very creative.
You understand?
I'm very creative. I like to draw. I've always been very successful. But recently, in the last couple of years, it's all really been, like, real fuzzy
for
me. You
need for something more. That is why you're drawn to what you need for something more, if I can put it that way. And you're obviously attracted to their energy. And they're attracted to your energy because it's people with drive, like yourself, who can make a difference. And
okay.
All the light workers just now to put forward the information about the angels, to put forward the fact that life goes on, to put forward that we're not just humans. So I do feel this is an important role for you. Now, whether that's through your creativity or by taking workshops or teaching workshops, I don't know, but I do feel that's very much a role for you. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, so what you're saying is that I should continue on, like, seeking workshops and, you know, try to, you know, develop this in me?
Most definitely. But you don't have to try very hard, Lupe, that's the thing. You just have to say to the angel, give me some guidance, show me the way you want me to go here. And then you've got to just listen for their subtle signs and for their subtle signposts for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that can come just by your intuition or by having a chat with someone or by reading something.
Watching for some synchronicity, something.
Exactly. Or in your dreams, I feel as well they'll talk to you in your dreams as well. So it's not don't stress and strive too much. Just put it out to them and then watch what they do, because they certainly want you on side, if I can put it that way, Lupe.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Really give me some clarity there. Thank you.
Thank you, Lupe.
You're welcome.
Many blessings to you.
Many to you too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wish
great.
Some
good advice there.
So do I.
Yes.
Well,
and we've got another caller.
Okay.
Are you all right to take another caller, Jane?
I'm good, yes, John.
Okay, we have caller on line 3 on 510 area code. Are you there?
Yes, 510. Hi, name is Rachel.
What's your name?
My name is Rochelle, and I'm calling from California.
Yeah.
And hi, so great to talk to you. Hi, I have a question regarding my career, and I was wondering if you can tell me if you see anything coming for me soon.
Right. Okay. I'm going to choose a card for you, Rochelle. I'm going to turn my hands over. I want you to say stop.
Okay.
If you feel ready, say stop.
Stop.
Okie dokie. Right, I have two cards coming out here. Oh, that's interesting. So, you asked about your career, and from the Archangel Michael deck, he has said to you, this situation is already resolved. So he feels the work's been done, but it's also the next card that he has given for you is detached from this situation. So I think it's similar to the information or the advice that the angels gave the last lady, which is most certainly it's in your path and you don't really need to do too much about it. Definitely do not stress about it. Put it out to the angels what you want to do, what you want, and let them work their magic. But remember, when you're asking for something, always to ask for the thing and say, or better than that. So never confine yourself as far as the angels are concerned. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it makes sense. And I am stressing, so I have been stressing. It's been 9 months since I left my last job, and I've been eagerly seeking a new career position. So I am stressing. I'm getting a little nervous, but I'll try not to stress out.
Try not to stress out. The angels, I can see certainly here, they are most definitely shining a light down for you and a path for you to follow. Okay, but they are telling me as well that you're not always listening to their advice. Can you understand that? It's too subtle for you sometimes.
Okay, yes, it is probably way too subtle because look for signs and I'm very conscientious to my surroundings and things happening. So I think you're right. Mm-hmm. It's way too subtle. Can they make it more obvious for me? I've asked them to make it more. Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, they should be able to do that very, very much for you. I know you've had feathers and things like that. Most certainly. They're telling me they've given you feathers. Do you understand that, Rochelle?
No. Can you say that again, please?
Yeah, they're telling me that they've given you feathers as a sign. They've given you tiny little white feathers.
Feathers?
Feathers from a bird, light from a bird.
Tiny white feathers.
Yeah, tiny white feathers that are not from a bird. Okay.
From an angel.
Okay. Exactly. Thank you for translating.
Didn't know angels had feathers.
No, what they do is they actually manifest these things. They're not from birth and they're not from them.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
But also,
they're
telling me here that they're going to leave some coins for you. So start looking for coins in unusual places. Okay?
Okay.
Now,
looking for coins in unusual places.
Yeah, that's another sign. Now, they are showing me teaching. Now, whether it's you teaching or whether it's you learning something, I'm unsure, because they're talking about teaching and they're showing me the chalkboard that we used to have at school. Does that make sense to you?
The chalkboard you used to have at school.
I know. I remember that chalkboard. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So then maybe you need to look at doing a little more learning.
Okay,
so you need
you
to do more learning, don't we all?
To more learning, okay.
So more learning if it's an option for you, very much. And teaching.
It's always an option.
I think. But sometimes it's a very difficult option, Gary. People don't want to perhaps go down that route. But certainly that's what they're saying. Now, is there a child around you, Rochelle?
No,
you
I have
a child
no children.
Around?
No.
Okay. Because I'm very much aware this angel has shown me a child here, and I wasn't sure whether it was here or in the spirit world. Would you understand there's a child close to you in the spirit
no.
world? It may not be your own. Well, there most
yeah.
definitely is. Okay.
Maybe
so,
you could get together with Lucia. She's getting pregnant.
I know.
Anyway, sorry.
But Gary, just you stay out of that whole
I'll
thing.
I'll stay out of this. Okay.
The other thing you could do, Rochelle, is working with children would be a good thing for you as well.
Okay. Okay.
So keep your options open, but you have to keep your mind open at this time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Absolutely. That's what I've been doing, just opening. I'm open to receive anything the universe sends me in the way of a career.
There you go.
Good girl.
Okay.
And I've also selected the mediumship card for you as well. So again, they're telling you that you do have that direct link with the spirit world here.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So don't you worry about anything. Are you thinking about moving home?
Sorry, say that again.
Are you thinking about moving home?
No, I've lived in my house. I have my own home, and
mm-hmm.
It's almost paid for, so I don't plan on moving.
You don't? Are you planning to do some stuff at home then? Some upgrading or decorating or something, because I do feel there's certainly something going on about your home.
I might want to buy some a new couch for my living room.
All right, okay. I thought it might be a little bit more significant than that, to be honest. But you can come back to me on that one.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, so keep your mind open, Rochelle. Think about it.
Thank you, Rochelle, yes. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you both. Good night.
Many blessings.
Are you okay? Night. Are you okay, Jane? Do you want to take a music break?
Yeah, I'm okay. Do we have more callers?
Oh, we've got lots of callers.
Yeah.
And we also have another request from the chat room for a little bit of your magic. From Rihanna. Now, she's in the UK, and she does not have Skype either. And she just wanted a general overall reading for her as well. Her name is Rihanna. I don't know if you see her in the chat room.
Yeah, I don't see the chat room at all, Gary.
Okay.
Too off-putting when I'm reading, but I do see Rihanna. I don't know whether she already worked in the field of doing psychic readings, but I do see her having an interest in either runes or crystals or something that she would cast and perhaps do a psychic reading with. So I don't know if that's something that she does already. And I do feel that energy is very much around her, even as far as the sort of Wiccan type energy.
Wiccan?
Wiccan, very strong earthy type energy with
okay.
her, which I'm liking very, very much. A very nice, generous-hearted lady. And I'm just, in fact, as I said that, I've taken a card from the Angel Therapy deck, and it says Goddess. And I adore this card. It's a beautifully illustrated card. It says, express your divine feminine energy, embracing its magical intuition and nurturing qualities. Now, I wonder if I can give Rihanna that baby. Because this often, when this
Yeah, now you get Rihanna and Lucia and...
And that other lady.
Rochelle, yeah. Get the three of them going.
Get the three of them going.
That's how you ladies do it all the time. You always do it that way. So
Rochelle,
anyway.
Rochelle's got, there's a child about Rochelle in the spirit world, but she's just not remembering it this time. Seriously. But Rihanna, very, very nice. I don't know whether she's Welsh or whether it's just because the name Rihanna, but I keep getting a Welsh.
She's from the South Coast somewhere.
She's South Coast. Okay.
UK.
I have no idea.
The UK.
In the
she's
UK.
From England. Yeah.
She's from England. I do get a Welsh, a connection to Wales with her someplace there. But lovely, lovely energy. The goddess energy is right there, mother, all that kind of thing. Lovely. So just, again, focus on the positive, and that's what the angels are saying. And I'm going to choose, there's a fantastic card, and the archangel card, spiritual understanding here. And I can see here that she has a lot of support from the spirit world here. She's got Archangel Raziel, who says, I am bringing you esoteric information and symbols to help you understand spiritual truth.
Wonderful.
Very much what she is receiving is very much the case. And also I want to say to Rihanna, if you notice a bird, there's a bird comes to her as a spirit visitor, so please notice that. And please, our link with nature is very, very important to our well-being.
Yes. Ground yourself in nature. It's always important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, she said, thank you heaps, Jane. Spot on. This was given me from Spirit,
Gareth?
Rihanna. So.
Before you take another one.
Yes, ma'am.
Before you take another caller online, have we another time for another quick one in the chat room? Karen Solomon.
Certainly.
Sorry to the people waiting in the queue.
Please.
You can stop
you are very
this
popular
if you like.
Tonight.
Well, it's nice to be popular. I just thought that the angels are...
So go ahead with the question, Jen.
Karen Salmon in the chat room would like to ask a question. So if you want to type it into the chat page, Karen...
Or just get
Sorry
a general overall, do a general reading.
Karen.
Real quickly, we could just do that.
Karen Salmon. I want to draw a heart. I want to draw a heart around her name.
Aww.
So I don't know if she's just out of a relationship, but I do feel she will definitely find her soulmate. And I'm not one, I don't really believe you can only have one soulmate, but I do feel there's a massively important relationship, either just coming, just starting for it, or in the very near future, or just already started.
Fantastic.
Does that make sense to Karen?
She's saying yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Great.
And I want to give her two little boys, not one baby this time, but two little boys, had two little toys.
Oh.
Is she making any comment about that?
Well, there's a 15 second delay between the time that they hear that to the time we get it back, so it'll be a little bit.
Well,
but
there's probably a fun silence.
She says she is getting married. So.
Oh, fantastic!
Oh wow!
How do you like that?
It's so the right thing for her.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I love her partner's energy. He's so lovely and so
lovely.
Well done.
So two little boys with two little toys, huh?
Two little boys with two little toys.
I'm not going to go there. Let's go on to the next call.
Okay. You take the call, Gary.
Okay, we'll get this one. It's a 315 area code. And a reminder to all the other callers who have called in to listen, if you wish to speak with Jane, just press 1 on your keypad, and that'll raise the hand in the switchboard, and I'll know that you want to talk. And we have a 315 area code is next. And 315, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, are you there?
Hello, 315, are you there? Well, apparently not.
They are.
Let's move on to the 702.
No, I think she is there. Is she not? All right. I thought she was there, sorry.
702, are you there?
I'm here, totally.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Faith. I'm from Henderson, Nevada.
Hello, Faith. Glad. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Hello, Faith. What an absolute
beautiful name.
Thank you very much.
Now, your parents were so right to name you that name, because I do feel... with you, Faith, you do have faith, and you are a sticker out to the end. And sometimes this is a good thing, but sometimes you need to cut your losses, Faith. Would you understand that?
Yes, I do, but I will say Faith is not my given name. I just came up with that name because it felt good.
Ah, right, okay. Well, that's funny because I did mention...
That's a given name, you give it to yourself.
It's funny because I did mention your parents there, which was odd, I should have picked up on that. But that is a great name for yourself. Equally, I could have given you the name Hope, which is another beautiful name, and I know that's quite appropriate to you just now, Faith. And as I'm speaking to you, I know all the angels are coming close to you. I do know that you've had a challenging time, not just in the recent past, pretty much throughout your life. Would you understand that, Faith?
Yes, totally, definitely.
Totally, right, okay. But when I sense angels this close to people, I know that you're protected, very, very much protected, no matter what you've been through, okay, and I do feel there has been illness with you as well, and even potentially things that have nearly caused you to pass. Do you understand what I mean, Faith?
Can you repeat that again, please?
I say I do feel that there has been illness with you, and maybe even something that has nearly caused you to pass.
Have you been very gravely ill lately? Yeah.
Or at some stage...
possibly life-threatening?
Yeah.
Or it may have been an accident or something, but do know there has been that. Okay, so you are protected. I want to say there's 7 angels round about you, and I want you to know that 7 is a very important number to you, Faith. Okay? And as I talk about 7, I know it's a very spiritual number, and I know that you're a very spiritual lady. and you have not to lose your faith. That is what angels are saying to you, okay? And very much I've got to say to you here, Faith, the angels are telling me that you do have a direct link to the Divine Creator.
A direct link.
Do you understand that?
A direct
to the
link
Divine
to what?
Creator.
Thank you.
The Great Spirit, God, whatever you want to call, but that is most definitely being confirmed for you. Okay? And when someone has had your type of background, this is often what can happen. You can use it. You can use it to help other people. Okay?
That's what I want to do, but I... I know I'm the healer, but I just am, like, stuck right now, and I feel like I'm just weighted down, and I can't get up.
Oh, bless you, darling. Well, I have pulled a card from you from the Angel Therapy deck, and it talks about heart chakras here. And it says to you, Faith, the answer that you seek is in your heart right now. Be open to giving and receiving love. Now, when I look at this card, I can see how troubled you are and how difficult things are for you. And I can see just where you've got that darkness round about you. But I want to tell you, Faith, the wonderful colours that are waiting for you if you can just get yourself mentally out of this dark place. And you are most definitely a healer through and through. And it hasn't manifested itself completely in you yet, but it's all there with you.
Okay.
Now, the angels are urging you to look after yourself physically and also to make the most of yourself physically. So I would like to see where you have a nice new hairdo and start kicking off 2011 energy, really looking and feeling your best. That's what I want to aim for.
And Jane, how can I? I'm just now opening up to try to hear all my angels, but my mind chatter just keeps on coming through, and it just seems like I can't hear. I can feel them, and sometimes I'll get their messages, but when I'm asking or requesting, I just don't hear what they're saying. What can I do?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's okay. I have a similar problem with mind chatter. But there are times when you'll be quiet and you'll be still, or there are ways that the angels will get through to you. You must be aware if you have a busy mind.
When you get a quiet time, that's the time to listen.
That's
okay.
The time to listen. But even
usually in the morning, before you rise, it's usually a good time, or before sleep.
Yeah, or even if you've got your hands in the dishes, or if you're driving,
right.
All of a sudden, an idea comes. You don't dismiss it.
Exactly.
Very much that Angel Gabriel's working with you as well. And
that's our job, listening to the intuition. And when the opportunity arises, we act. That's our job, and that's all we have to do.
That's all we have to do. Mm-hmm. All these beautiful spiritual beings are here to help you with. And as Gary says, they will work through your intuition. Sometimes
yeah.
You need a little bit of help. So, are you reading?
Are you reading?
Definitely.
Definitely.
Great.
Keep going. You'll get a lot of your answers through that as well.
Keep reading.
And keep darling, they are talking to you. Okay. I'd be very interested to hear back from you in 6 months and see the changes in your life and your outlook. Stay focused.
6 months. Great.
Thank
keep
you.
The faith, Faith.
Bless both of you. You are just a blessing to the universe, and keep blessing the universe like you keep doing.
You are the blessing.
So are you, Faith, very much.
Absolutely. Okay,
thank
Jen.
You.
We move on to the next
thank
topic.
You for that, Paul. Are you okay, Jane? Do you want to take a music break, or do you want to take another caller straight away?
I'm doing fine. If there's more callers, I'm quite happy. I'll have a quick glug of
water. There's more callers.
Okay.
And we do have a caller, 315 area code. Are you there?
Yes,
hello.
I am. Good evening.
Hi,
good evening.
What's your name?
Hi.
My name is Christine.
Christine. Where are you calling from, Christine?
Upstate New York.
New York. And do you have a particular question for Jane, or would you like her to just do an angel card reading?
Yes, please.
Hello, Janine.
Hey,
just
hi, Christy.
Hello.
How are you today?
Thanks,
are you good?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Oh, I'm so pleased. What? How's your weather? Is it windy and wild in New York?
It's snowy.
It's snowy.
We have a lot of snow. Yeah.
Well, we had snow here, and I don't want to see it again for quite some time. Thank you very much. Beautiful at first. While I've been speaking to you, I have picked a card for you, and it's one of these in-your-face cards, Christine.
Oh.
And it says here, have you asked your angels for help with this? And I want to ask you, have you?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Right. Your angels want to help you with this situation. However, they require your permission before they can intervene in your free will choices. Okay? Can you tell me, please, are you trying to direct the angels to a specific outcome?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Sometimes that can be a little bit of a problem, Christine. So what I want you to do is ask the angels to help you with whatever the situation is. I don't know whether it's a relationship issue. I do feel that may be outgrowing your life at the moment. And I want you to ask them with it. Ask them for help with it for your highest good. Okay? And then give it to them. Just give it to God and the angels and let them do their thing with it. Now, if it's difficulty with a partner, the other thing you can do is bless the partner with love. Okay? And see where that goes. Because when you put, it doesn't sound like much, but when you put that intention out there and ask for that help, it makes a massive difference. And what you'll find is you get action one way or the other. And if you ask for it for your best interest, and if you can, for your partner's best interest, then that's what the angels will provide you with.
Okay.
Can I ask you, are you already divorced, Christine?
I'm a widow.
Oh, you're a widow. Oh, bless you, darling. Because I did feel or hear the word divorce there. I don't know whether there's someone round about you that is divorced or is. Are you seeing someone at present? Can I ask you that?
Excuse me?
Are you seeing someone presently?
Yes.
Right. Is he a divorcee or going through a divorce? Or
no.
Divorced?
Never been married.
Right, okay. Well, all I can say to you is that word came through to me there, okay, and I don't know the reason why, but it came through to me. So
okay.
What I want you to do is to do what I've asked you to do there. Is there some physical distance between you and your partner?
Yes.
Uh-huh, that's what I felt there. And that's not really helping the situation much. And I would just like to, I'm not one to put any sort of suspicion or doubts into anyone's mind, because I spoke to the first caller and I really don't like when people put fear. But how do you know your partner's background quite well?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, I'll just leave that with you then.
Okay.
And I know there's a lot of grief here.
I just branched out into a career area, and I'm a transformational life coach, and I'm wondering if, because I don't know exactly how to go about, really getting myself out in the public.
That's fine. Okay, that's fine. He can probably sense angels around.
Is that at the
you're
that? I don't know.
Okay. Well, I do know here. I'm seeing here from this card here, Christine, that you're not really feeling it to get that career launched at the moment. You've got other things in your mind, and you do have a lot of. You have a lot of things. I know you have things from further back. You have said you are a widow, and I know there's other things still on your mind, and I really feel that that you're really struggling because you're not focused enough on that, and perhaps it's just not the right time for you. Do you know what I'd like to see for you? Some travelling or a holiday.
Oh.
And I feel that would really refresh.
And
okay,
see that.
I collected another card for you, and the angels are telling you. I'm sorry. What did you say, Christine?
No, I mean, the thing is, I mean, financial issues is preventing that.
Right, okay. That's hard, isn't it? But what they're saying to you here is to release, and they're asking you to ask Archangel Michael to come to you and just to sever the cords and for you to let go of what no longer serves you or your purpose. Okay, so
okay.
It may be that you have to think about doing another job until this career.
Okay. Hello?
Hello, are you still there? Hello?
Hello?
We can still hear you.
Hello? I couldn't hear you.
Are you
Hello?
Still there, Jane?
I'm still here.
Is Jane still there?
No.
Oh, dear.
We lost
her. Well, she must have fallen off. She must have fallen off, so... unless she popped off with Gary, because I think Gary's disappeared as well.
Oh,
so
oh
I
no.
think. Oh, yeah, I'm really sorry about that. But
no.
Jane is here at the beginning of every month, and so if you'd like to call back next time, I'd like to apologise to the people waiting. We'll just hang on a minute, see if she gets back.
Yes. Okay.
And I'll just mention about next week's guest. We do have a gentleman called Namala, and he's Namala Daniel Irway. He's an Advaita spiritual teacher from Sedona, Arizona, and he's going to talk to us about Setsang, which is a rest from all seeking and struggle. So that sounds really good, and we want to thank Jane for being here today because she does a really fantastic job. She tunes into everyone's energy and gives them fantastic readings. So, did you have another question for her?
No,
or,
I didn't.
Had she? No, but she was in the middle of giving you a reading.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm really sorry about that.
Oh, no problem.
Is she back on? Are you there, Jane? No. I don't think she is.
No.
So I think what we need to do is just say thank you to you, and. Just mention to everyone if they've been doing any meditation or anything like that or taking part in any angel therapy that they need to drink loads of water to ground themselves. You can even eat a big bag full of chips because that grounds you as well.
Uh-oh.
And I think we'll actually play a little song while we're waiting for them to come back. You can stay on the line if you like while we see if she comes back in a minute. All right,
okay.
We'll just play this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm just scratching the surface.
Archangel Gabriel, that was about. Well, we have 3 minutes left. Are you back on, Jane? Are you there, Jane? Have you got your microphone muted? I don't know. Gary fell off. His Skype went down. It's the wonders of live radio, which is an unedited show, so you get all the mistakes and all the mess-ups along with all the good bits. So yeah. I'm really sorry about that. So I'll just try Jane again. Are you there, Jane? She's talking on the Skype page, but if Gary's mic went down, Gary's putting play some music. Well, I did do, but we're going to have to say goodnight any minute, because I don't think we're going to have time to finish the call unless she gets on really, really quickly, because it's 2 minutes remaining. So I think we're going to say goodnight, God bless. And yeah. I think we're just going to play out. But I'm really sorry about that. If you'd like to phone in next time she's on, we'll
I will.
Put you on first.
Thank you so much. Stay blessed.
Same to you. Thank you very much for your lovely call.
Oh, okay, honey.
Okay,
bye-bye.
We'll play this. Barrow, we'll play out with this one.
Been a long and winding journey, but I'm finally here tonight. Picking up the pieces and walking back into the light, into the sunset of your glory, where my heart and future lies. There's nothing like that feeling when I look into your eyes. My dream came true when I found you. I found you. My miracle. If you could see what I see, you're the answer to my prayer. If you like I've been born again. Every breath is your love. Every heart speaks your name.